News Brief, What is the Universe is Made Of, and a Few New Things. Matter and energy are the two basic components of the entire universe. An enormous challenge for scientists is that most of the matter in the universe is invisible. In fact, 90% of matter and energy in the universe that is currently unobservable, and the source of most of the energy is not understood. How then can we study the universe if we can't see most of it? Astronomer Fritz Zwicky was the first to notice the discrepancy between the amount of visible matter in a cluster of galaxies and the motions of the galaxies themselves. He suggested that there may be invisible matter, or what he called dark matter, interacting gravitationally with the visible matter. Later, astronomers noticed similar incongruities when observing nearby spiral galaxies. Modern calculations say dark matter comprises about 27% of the universe. We don't yet know what it is, but we are searching for answers. Excerpt from the Center for Astrophysics, Harvard and Smithsonian. A not-so-new discovery was made that might still rewrite the scientific textbook. This new discovery transcends all the current theories of matter, space, and time. It is a creative force which is so mysterious that the name given it is Ho Logos, which translates as from the Greek language as the Word. I say this is a not-so-new discovery because it is spoken of in ancient Hebrew and Greek Aramaic texts. But in the last century it has been regarded as a mere religious metaphor and is now overlooked by the scientific community. Imagine and believe. There is mounting evidence, however, that before the Earth, the stars or any of the cosmos existed, that is to say, from the beginning of time, there was only Ho Logos or the Word. Oddly enough, there is extensive mention of this creative force found in ancient writings dated around 1440 BC, about 3,400 years ago. Perhaps had this phenomenon been given a strange or mystical name, it would have garnered more scientific attention. However, since science and religion have been drifting apart, they are now set at odds, and the new discovery is left out of the new age of science. Information found in the Bible further explains that the Word was with God, and in fact that the Word was God, and in later texts, that the Word became flesh and took on human form and dwelt among humankind. Since the Word cannot be seen or measured, it has become unacceptable to the atheistic scientific community. Oddly enough, however, these same scientists are eager and willing to pursue many other things which they cannot see, cannot measure and cannot prove exists, dark matter and the idea of parallel universes, as prime examples. Metaphor or mystery? The Bible, which is a written record of the Word, instructs us that it is actually God-breathed and God-inspired. And that the breathed Word of God contains all the mysteries of life, death and eternity, and is without any error, is infallible and is mysteriously literal beyond our comprehension. The evidence that the Word exists is found in the creation of the heavens and the earth. There are countless first-hand eyewitnesses and crowds of thousands who pursued the Word in the form of a man, who is named Jesus. The most convincing is the fact of the changed lives of those who believe, pursue and embrace the Word. The Bible informs us that the Word of God is living and active and full of power, making it operative, energizing, and effective. And that it is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division of the soul and spirit, the completeness of a person, and of both joints and marrow, that is, the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. Believe it or not. The Bible tells us that God's thoughts and ways are too high for us to understand. So, imagine if you can, that God, knowing that, made his thoughts, his ways, and his word into flesh, into the person of Jesus. And it is by the incarnation of Jesus that God made his thoughts, his ways, and his word visible, intelligible and observable to all of humankind, that is, all who would believe on him, who would watch and listen and learn. So, what we have is an invisible God, who cannot be measured by any scientific means but is evidenced by matter, time, space, and the creation and existence of life. The Bible is clear in pointing out that the incarnate Word, Jesus, is the exact representation of God the Father, and that once you have seen Jesus, the Word, you have seen the Father, God. Now you can know. Therefore, when Jesus speaks, his words also are too deep for our natural mind to gain a complete understanding. So, Jesus not only speaks the Word but he demonstrates the Word of God by his works so we can see and understand. He is the living Word of God. It is at this point that you or any believer in Christ, or any seeker, must make the greatest of all decisions. Will you choose to believe him, and believe him completely? Or will you choose the fantasies of your own imagination, or perhaps believe and an ever-changing science of theories? If you choose to pursue the idea and existence of the Word, God, there will be things said by Jesus and recorded in the Bible that you and I may not immediately understand. And, there may be things you and I will read or hear that you will understand at a later time, and then, there will be some things you and I will never fully understand, at least not while we are one this earth. Regardless, in order to know about this mysterious revealed word, it is necessary that you believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him or your efforts will be in vain. You must believe in order to see, hear and experience the word. You must believe in order to know and understand. Did he really? Just as importantly, we must come to understand that the word, through the person of Jesus, always said exactly what he meant and meant exactly what he said. There are no errors and there are no subtleties. There may be statements he makes which will seem strange or even impossible to the natural mind, but that only means that you do not yet understand. As C.S. Lewis put it, you should simply put those things aside which you cannot presently understand for the time being and proceed with what God has revealed to you, those things you do understand. You can return to other matters later. It is by faith that we understand. This is where the great mystery of faith comes to the fore. Hebrews 11 verses 1-2 reveals that, now faith is the substantial certainty of things anticipated, hoped for, and the proof positive of things not yet seen. For by it the people of old gained approval. By faith we understand. Was it just a metaphor when Jesus explained to his disciples that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you? In other words, not only is the unseen power real, it is available to you. The mystery deepens. Carl Sagan, 1934-1996, was a popular and influential American astronomer and science writer. He was controversial in scientific, political, and religious circles for his views on extraterrestrial intelligence, nuclear weapons, and religion. He was well known for saying, "We are all made of star stuff," and for using language of the Bible to form metaphors suggesting there is no higher power, no God of creation. He vehemently denied the idea of ho logos. His truth was based on theories of the observable universe promulgated from ideas from the unseen. Yet when it came to that which has come the unseen realm and has been proven as visible and commanded and defied the very elements of nature, that is the person of Jesus Christ, ho logos, Sagan would smugly and arrogantly dismiss the reality of the Word made flesh. The Bible records and explains in great detail, particularly if one is willing to study the Hebrew wording, in Genesis chapter 2, that God created man and woman from the dust of the ground. In the vein that we are all made of star stuff, a powerful message to all who would believe is found in the New Testament book of John. We have been created, not simply as a random or a coincidence of luck and timing, but as sentient beings, in the image of the Creator, ho logos, with the potential to be indwelt by, inhabited by ho logos, the Word. Furthermore, we are not made to remain in this state of decaying, star stuff, but just like ho logos and the cosmos he created, we are made to exist for an eternity. The only thing left to be decided is where and how we shall exist eternally. The power of choice given to us by the Word. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. John 3 verses 16-18.